The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know, because I didn't eat French fries, Otto got really sick and lost a bunch of weight. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I am eating healthy. I have just decided, you know, I used to be 65 plus pounds heavier. I've kept the weight off over 10 years, but there was a time recently that there was this 10 pounds I couldn't shake. And I started blaming it on, oh, that time of the month, I'm just snacking. No, it's not. I was eating a whole bag of family-sized Cheetos in one weekend and Oreos. And I'm talking, I was working out like crazy. 10 pounds later, I feel good. Here's the thing, though. I'm not eating French fries. I'm not eating greasy food. So we go to the food court at the airport, and I order the salad. And I didn't finish. I said, you know what, Otto, do you want it? And he's like, I guess, after
I
ate his fries.
No. I was like, I don't really want it. It doesn't look that good. And you were like, just eat it. You got to eat some greens
today.
You got
to eat some greens.
You got to eat something. So, of course, I eat it. And now I have, I don't have it anymore, but I got Cyclospora, I think it's called.
Whatever that thing is, it lives in lettuce right now.
Yeah. And
the
will
latest
say,
new trend.
Yeah, the latest the trend.
The latest new, yeah. It. It was a weight loss trend because I got under 200 for the first time in a very long time.
There we go, dude.
Yeah,
you're back over that 200.
I'm back over. I'm back up to about 204, 205.
And wasn't that salad cheaper than Ozempic?
Really, it was a little more painful, though. I will say
that. Thank you, Taylor Farms. Yeah.
So I went to my annual doctor checkup, and she actually I was telling her about it, and she was like, yeah, you definitely had it, because I was telling her that my gut felt like it was actually ripping apart.
No, it's either that or you just actually are allergic to lettuce, because you never want to eat vegetables.
I eat healthy all the time. I just like French fries.
You sat there and ate a pint of ice cream last night. Sir, why are you lying?
Ice cream. It was healthy ice cream.
No.
It was Halo ice cream.
There's no such thing.
I haven't been with Automatic outside of the studio in a long time, but Automatic eating healthy, that's a stretch, bro.
Hey,
it's such a stretch.
Anthony,
it's not true.
Do I eat horribly, though? Am I like a horrible? No. I don't see you. I don't hear you backing me up.
Because you're quick to like always accept food. I don't know.
If there's donuts out here, do I eat them? No. If there's
it depends
food,
on the day. No, that depends on the day.
My weakness is ice cream and chocolate. Those are my two weaknesses.
Okay, and you eat them constantly. Like you sitting here
and I like
feigning,
French fries too.
Feigning that you're some kind of health guru or something. No.
I'm the one who tried to get you to stop eating fast food forever.
Then why are you continuing it?
Because you kept me on that path.
That's BS. Don't blame me.
He's doing it because he protects you, Dana.
Yeah.
Doesn't want you to ingest any of that.
So and you over there throwing me to the Cyclospora.
Yeah,
okay?
We don't get the Cyclospora. That's what he's doing. He's saving me.
And Dana, have you since been French fry free?
Yeah.
How's that going?
I bake my fries now. I am down 10 pounds. All the clothes that didn't fit me. And it's just about eating the right food. Unlike Otto, who ate the pint of ice cream last night.
Just because you're the worst part about this whole situation.
What, Jack?
Is that because you bought this in the airport food court, you definitely overpaid for that salad.
I overpaid to get sick.
We paid way too much for it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have National Hammock Day.
Oh,
Love me a good hammock.
Yeah, because you're good at it. When I got on the one, because I'd never been in a hammock, we went to Mexico, Otto and I, and they had a hammock in the balcony. I couldn't relax because I felt like I was going to flip out of it the entire time.
Hammocks do take a certain amount of coordination that you're not capable of.
No, I absolutely am not.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about a gentleman, a husband, who needed a break from his wife. So he robbed a bank.
What?
It sounds crazy, but he thought he'd go to prison. He couldn't get away. They'd separate. They'd get back together. So he's like, look, I'm going to rob a bank.
So he intentionally got caught.
Yes, got caught intentionally. And when he explained, I mean, think about you're scaring people at the bank, right? You've got a gun. You're like threatening people's lives. So then he gets in front of the judge and he tells him, sir, you don't understand. I wanted a break from my wife. I needed to get away from her. And he says, really? So he sentenced him to home confinement.
Oh, no! That has to be cruel and unusual punishment. You can't send him back.
Oh, my gosh!
No!
I've never even heard of something like that. That is insane. But because he scared people, the judge is like, oh, really?
Now so he never got away with any money?
No! He got caught, no money, and he's got to spend all his days for 5 years at home with the wife he was trying to get away from. That's what you get.
He just wanted to get 3 free meals without the nagging.
I guess so. Okay, we have a caller coming in. Hold on. Miss Desiree, thanks for holding. What do you do to take a break from your person?
I don't want to talk about myself, but the lady, Sherry Panini, who faked her whole kidnapping. I forgot about that. So she faked her whole kidnapping to get away to be with her ex.
That's crazier than going and robbing a bank.
It probably is crazier than going and robbing a bank. Do you just do normal stuff like read a book or go to like a different room or something?
My husband's been on this whole football rant for the last since football started. I just go to the room and watch TV in there. I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it too. I'm right there with you. He starts talking to me about I don't even know what, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
You guys should go and take a fantasy football class so we can have conversations about these things because it matters to me.
Football
thing. Oh, it's horrible, girl. It's horrible. It is like, I just can't handle it anymore. Thank you so much for calling. We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
So we have another caller. She wants to remain anonymous. How do you take your break? What's your story?
Something randomly gets broken at the house, so I have to go to Home Depot and fix it.
No way. She's like, oh, I can't believe that broke. I'm going to have to be gone for 3 hours.
That is the most brilliant thing I've ever heard. Oh, darn.
Oh, no, not the Roomba again.
I mean, it can be anything. Plumbing, electrical, a door handle, whatever I got to fix to go to. I got to fix it right now. No, I got to go. I got to go.
And you get a little shopping therapy in, too. Hey, why not? Everybody wins.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Miss Anonymous, thanks for the idea. Love you. Bye.
Thank you, Bob the Builder.
It doesn't mean that you don't love your person. It just means that
you need a break.
Yeah, you know.
Oh my God! If I was dating me, I would need a big break from me.
Oh, Anthony, I annoy myself
constantly.
And you know this, Anthony. You've witnessed Otto and I. We've been married over 10 years now. We've had. Embarrassingly, I have to say, we've had blowout fights here in front of everybody. When I look back at it, it's uncomfortable for everybody around you. And Anthony, I just noticed he gets up, he walks out, he's like, I'm going to go get a taco, a breakfast taco or something.
Yeah. I think that's better. I'd rather hang out with people like that than the people who like hide their fighting underneath their breath. Because that's
we
also...
We definitely don't do that.
Nah, we don't do that.
There's been some times where I know you guys have just gotten in a fight in a car and then you come
Actually,
as a performing comedian, that's the worst. You sit, when you get up on stage and you look down, you're like, oh, these two just got done having a blowout fight on the way to the show.
We're actually good at that. We went out to the club recently after having a blowout fight.
On the way there.
And danced like nothing. Got back in the car, silent. Nothing at all happening.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm not sure if it's a crime or not, but Apple was just found guilty. So some iPhone owners could get up to $95 after Apple agrees to settle a case for $250 million.
How do I get that money?
Before I tell you how, can I tell you why? So there's this class action lawsuit that claims Apple falsely advertised their AI feature capability, and the plaintiffs won.
Oh, what did they falsely advertise?
So I guess you're supposed to buy, either your phone was supposed to have this, or there were these new AirPods that were dropping. With the ability, the AI was supposed to be able to translate.
Oh, so like if somebody's speaking languages. In Spanish, they would be able to.
Yeah.
Remember when I told you guys about this, and that's why Bad Bunny was doing his Super Bowl show?
Anthony, I remember. You fell for it, huh?
I didn't fall for it. It was supposed to happen. Apple just messed up. They just couldn't execute the technology, and it's not there yet.
Well, they didn't mess up. They lied. They just flat out lied. And so anyone who purchased these items, be it an iPhone 15 or 16, 16 Pro, and certain AirPods during this time between June 10th, 2024 and March 29th, 2025, are eligible for at least a $25 refund.
So the AirPod translation doesn't work at all?
No, my brother bought those
AirPods, and he was like, oh, I can't wait to listen to everybody. And yeah, I guess he's never brought it up since then.
He should have just married a Mexican woman like me. I just spy and listen to everybody talking in Spanish.
But guys, listen, as a former Apple employee,
I am Tech support.
I can tell you and reassure you that Apple will reevaluate and come back out, and we should hopefully have these within the next year or two.
Well, if it's anything like the iPhone, it's just not going to happen because I've not seen one change in the iPhone since the iPhone 7. I'm not even kidding you. I'm not buying a new one. I have the 13, and lucky 13 is where she stays. Because every time I see a new phone, it just looks bigger or flatter or then smaller or nothing changes.
I will say having a 13, you do get charger shamed all the time, though.
Yeah.
You still use that?
You know what? I'm not paying Apple any extra money. What, Anthony?
As long as you guys aren't Android users, it's okay.
Stop with the propaganda. Okay, in 1984, Apple dropped a groundbreaking commercial, and we have to go way back in time to the 1900s. Do you remember this?
Celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the information purification.
Okay, let me describe what's happening. There's a bunch of people marching out like sheeple. And Apple comes in to say, we're the breakthrough. We're not sheep. We're different. Now I feel like Apple is like the sheeple. The Blue Dot Gang is kind of the sheep. No, I'm serious. They don't change anything.
You're trying to rage bait me, Dana.
I am.
You're trying to rage bait me right now.
What's the guy's name? Oh, I'm going to get crucified for this. The one that used to wear all black, he passed.
Steve Jobs.
God, Steve Jobs. I forget his name. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I just thought of Tim Cook. I'm sorry right away. Steve Jobs. In the beginning, he was different, right? But now, I'm sorry, it's all the same.
I'm trying to calm down right now, dude. I'm very...
The one good thing, though, about Anthony being a former Apple tech, anytime something's happening, we're like, Anthony, help us!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, I'm Mr. Have you tried turning it off and on?
It really is. That usually solves the problem.
Hold on. Aunt, when you worked at Apple, did you ever have any interaction with Steve Jobs?
It was a possibility to email him, but they did say if you ever send that email, you will be fired.
Oh, no.
Yes, and sadly, I was there when he did pass. And right away, like within 2 hours, they had like a company-wide meeting. And they said, people are going to call you guys and ask for stories. And some people had got in trouble because they, in my position, you're doing tech support. You're not supposed to do anything like that. And they shared a bunch of information. Yeah.
Do you still have those old emails from the company?
No, but I have a hoodie. And shout out to that hoodie because that hoodie got me free sushi for 2 years. The sushi chef was so impressed that I had Apple merch and he would just give me free sushi. Shout out to you. I miss you, Kim.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Exhibits cat. Is as old as Pimp My Ride. Okay, so the man just made the Today Show. Do you remember this?
So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a pimped out ride.
Oh my gosh, I used to love that show.
I watched Pimp My Ride religiously.
Then you saw Thundercat on Pimp My Ride. He's had the cat since then. The cat used to make cameos in a show back in the day. So Thundercat has been going viral. Thundercat was on a Today Show. Because nobody could believe that Thundercat is over 20.
Thundercat has been in my life for a long time. She's seen it all. And everybody's asking how I kept her alive for this long. First of all, I love my cat. So she's an older cat. She had a thyroid issue. And it was a treatment that I had to get done. We got a great doctor and nurse that comes and they give her fluids and it works.
Thundercat gets doctor's visits at home. What is going on? What?
And IVs.
I'm like, what in the world? You don't even have to take Thundercat to the vet or urgent care. She just
It's crazy to me that Thundercat has outlasted every single car from Pimp My Ride.
I know.
It really has.
She's so agile and beautiful. She does not look
like
that
a 20-year-old cat. No.
Otto, that's what I told you. So we have Lord Oliver Cromwell and his brother, King Alfred the Great. I said to you, these are kittens. We're going to have these cats for 20 plus years. They are British Shorthair cats. They already live a very long time compared to other cats.
You saw recently in Japan that they came up with a shot that is some kind of protein shot that helps the cats live till they're 30 years old now.
No, I didn't see that. Only a crazy cat lady or cat man would have the algorithm.
Yeah, I was going to say it came across my IG feed.
You an exhibit, Otto.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, cat dads.
Pimp My Ride, though. Is that something you used to watch? Because, you know, MTV used to, they just used to have the best shows. I used to watch MTV News all the time. I love Pimp My Ride. You can go back even further with Yo MTV Raps.
I mean, exhibit was MTV's Rob Dyrdek before Rob Dyrdek was around. Yeah.
Robin Big. Yes.
Oh, you're my best friend. Oh, that was such a great show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a parasite on some lettuce. Otto's going to give us the update on that in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
A judge has halted Paramount and Warner Brothers' $81 billion $1 billion merger, allowing states challenging the deal more time to see their case go through in court. And the reason why is because it's becoming a monopoly. Mm. Once again, here we are having to, you know, wonder about our news and is it viable? Is it good? Is it fake news? I think that this is smart and I'm glad the judge did it.
Yeah.
All these mergers and stuff are starting to scare me.
It is scary, the amount of control that certain people are getting over the media.
Yeah, the government should not control the media.
Well, it's not the government who's controlling it.
Oh.
It's the government's buddies, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Exactly. Well, there you go.
If any of them want to cut me a check, I'm here for it.
Sell out.
We'll sell you all the propaganda you want.
God.
All right. What do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
So the cyclospora outbreak that's going throughout the United States, mm-hmm. the parasite that's living on lettuce, they have finally tracked it back to Taylor Farms. They had said it was at Taylor Farms in central Mexico, but they had to retract that statement. The FDA says it's still coming from Taylor Farms. So don't buy Taylor Farms lettuce because it is going to make you very sick. I got the cyclospora and I had it for about 2 weeks. Yeah. Dana got it. She had it for about a week.
It's bad. By the way, because of the cuts that the government has made to the CDC, this is why they can't track down the cyclops.
And Anthony wants to sell out for it.
Yeah, Anthony.
Yep, yep. You know, anyway. Well, beautiful thing is I'm anti-lettuce anyway, so maybe that would be my whole movement. Anti-lettuce.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Otto, you're looking kind of sexy sitting to my left. You know, he lost a lot of weight. He caught that, the cyclops lettuce parasite. What is that called?
Cyclospora. And you caught it before I did. So what are you even talking about?
I'm sorry. I gave up junk food, so I didn't want the fries. I got the salad. I made Otto eat the salad. I got sick, then he got sick. Anyway, let me tell you, though, Anthony, why I know Otto and I are forever. Not just because we're married, not because he said, I love you and marry me, blah, blah, blah. It's the moment I was getting physically sick, and I'm hugging the porcelain god. And I mean, I am on my knees. Uh-huh. It is cold. The floor is, I'm just suffering. And I said, please hold my hair back. Hold it back. And he did. And I said, oh, this is love.
That's all it takes to
2 days in a row. You were so worried about me.
No, there was a point where I thought I was gonna have to take Dana to the hospital.
Oh
yeah, she was letting go.
When Otto was holding your hair, was he holding it with love and care?
He did. He did it really softly.
I'm sure I was slightly annoyed though, Aunt.
Yeah.
You didn't let me know.
I'm good at hiding it sometimes, but Anthony knows me really, really well. He knows I'm pretty much always slightly annoyed.
I can also see Automatic protecting his shoes a lot in this situation, too.
Nope, that's a new rule. Since we got the cyclospora, we can't wear the shoes in the house anymore.
No more shoes in the house, okay? Since the cyclops.
I don't know how that happened, but there's no more shoes in the house now.
Because you told me. You said we bring in all kinds of stuff in their shoes that we get. My Aunt Mary never let you wear shoes in the house. So now we don't wear shoes in the house.
That's
fine.
Kathy.
Whatever. Well, whoever it was.
I'm pro no shoes in the house. But also, I agree with you, Dana. There's nothing more insightful to how deep your love is than when the first time you catch a cold or the flu around your partner. And they have to be there and take care of you. I dated a woman who every time she threw up, she would cry.
Oh, no, Anthony. It would scare her then because some people can't breathe during that. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm a good vomiter. I'm pretty good at it. Otto was like,
Dana didn't shed a tear. No,
not even a tear. But were you there for her, Anthony? Did you hold her hair? Did you comfort her?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Of course he's going to say that now, but were you slightly annoyed?
Well, I was like, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Like, what did I do? I was so bewildered is what I was. I was confused. I was like, what are you doing?
You know, the best part, though, about it is that my toilets are so clean. I didn't feel bad. How was your toilet when this woman was sick, Anthony? That might have been why she was crying.
That might have been why she was crying.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.